I was alone in the school, so I walked around it. On an old door in the playground were a lot of names. Two of the names that interested me were Steerforth and Traddles. I often thought about those two boys. Mr. Creakle, the owner of the school, came back one day. That night, Mr. Mel took me to see him. He had an angry red face and small eyes deep in his head. He spoke very softly, which made him sound even angrier. I was afraid of his soft voice, and I was afraid of him. He held my ear. "Listen to me," he said. "I'm a hard man, and I don't like bad boys. So be good."
"Yes, sir," I said. "I will. Please, sir?"
"What?" he asked in an angry voice.
"I don't want to wear this board when the other boys return," I said.
"What?" Mr. Creakle cried. "You have to wear it every day. Now go." He stood up with such a terrible look on his face that I ran from the room. Traddles came back to the school first. He turned my board into a joke. I liked him very much. The other boys were not so kind.
"Look at that boy," they said. "Look at that board on his back. He bites like a dog."
When they laughed at me, I felt unhappy and alone. Finally, Steerforth arrived. He was about 6 years older than me, clever and very good-looking.
"Hello, Copperfield," he said.
He asked about my punishment on the first day, but never talked about it again. I was pleased about that.
"Have you any money?" he asked.
"Yes," I said. 7 shillings.
"Give it to me," he said. "I'll manage it for you."
I gave him the money.
"You want to spend some, don't you?" he said.
"I don't know," I told him.
"Yes, you do," he said. "I'll buy some wine and cakes with it."
That seemed to me to be a good idea. That night, we ate the cakes and drank the wine in our bedroom. All the boys slept in one room. They told me about the school. Mr. Creakle was a cruel, unpopular man, and he was a bad teacher. The next day, Mr. Creakle visited our classroom. He was carrying a stick, and he came straight to my desk.